Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
A very good morning to you.
早晨好。
I wanted to see our dear brother James well quite before the table.
我今天早晨要在，其实原来是计划在薄饼聚会之前和我们翻译的弟兄一起有一点交通。
So that we could share the word.
所以我们可以交通神的话语。
But the enemy didn't want it.
但是仇敌不愿意这样。
Most of all, you know that I drive hundreds of miles, but my car wouldn't start today.
你知道，很多弟兄姊妹都知道，我平常其实开车很多，但是今天早晨我的车不能够发动。
We tried.
我们试了，还是不能发动。
But it didn't start.
还是不能发动。
So we called our son.
所以我们就打电话给我们的儿子。
And he loaned his car to us.
所以他就把他的车借给我们。
In a way, it is better because my car has a color which no one can name.
所以，因为也许是一件好事，因为我的车的颜色你可能都不知道是什么颜色。
My son's car is beautifully white.
那我儿子的车是很美丽的一个白色。
So the Lord wanted us to come in a white car.
所以主愿意我们今天来聚会的时候是用一个白色的车。
Yeah.And brothers and everybody prayed for us, and we could make it in time.
所以，因着弟兄姊妹的祷告，我们可以准时的来聚会。
So I think when the enemy tries to stop you from bringing the word,
所以当仇敌来阻止你把来阻止你来传讲神的话语的时候
，it could mean that this is very important.
那也许这些是一件很重要的事。
The enemy doesn't want it,
因为仇敌不愿意。
So let us read from John chapter 13.
所以请大家读约翰福音十三章
verse 31 to the last verse of chapter 14.
从约翰福音十三章三十一节一直读到十四章最后一节
John 13:31 to 14:31.
从十三章三十一节到十四章三十一节
Therefore, when he had gone out.Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him immediately. Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come.A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later.Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times.
他既出去，耶稣就说，如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。神要自己荣耀人子，并且要快快的荣耀他。小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人也就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。西门彼得问耶稣说，主往哪里去？耶稣回答说，我所去的地方你现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。彼得说，主啊，我为什么不能跟你去？我愿意为你舍命。耶稣说，你愿意为我舍命吗？我实实在在告诉你，鸡叫一些你要三次不认我。
To save time, we shall read few verses from the 14th chapter.
好，为了节省时间，我们只是捡十四章里面的一些章节。
So chapter 14, first six verses.
十四章一到六节。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
14章1到6节，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Verse 8
第八节
7 and 8
第七、第八节。
If you had known me, you would have known my father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us.
你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
Verses 21 and 22.
21, 22节。
He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and will disclose myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what then has happened that you are going to disclose yourself to us and not to the world?
21节，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的闭门，我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。犹大，不是加略人犹大，问耶稣说，主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？
Ephesians chapter 1,
以弗所书一章，
and verses 9 and 10,
第九、第十节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10,
以弗所书一章九十节。
He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of times, that is, the summing up all things in Christ, things in heavens and things on the earth in him.
都是照他所议定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Let's pray.
让我们有一点祷告。
O loving Father,
亲爱的天父，
How wonderfully you love us even now.
你向着我们如今显现的爱是何等的奇妙。
O Lord, speak to us.
主，求你向我们说话。
Your voice,
用你自己的声音。
Your word,
用你自己的话语。
And glorify yourself in and through us,
让你能够得到荣耀在你的圣徒当中。
And prepare us,
求你预备我们。
For your ultimate and utter purpose,
为着你永远的旨意。
Amen.
Amen.
Beloved,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
It is very importantThat something the Lord is revealing to us.
主向我们显现的事是非常重要的。
It is from before even the first verse of the scriptures.
这甚至是在圣经第一节话语的之前。
Even before God created anything,
甚至是在
He had an utter purpose.
甚至是在神创立世界以前，他就有这样一个永远的旨意。
When the Lord saved me when I was 14 years old,
当主在我十四岁的时候救了我的时候。
And now I'm 76.
现在我已经76岁。
And I praise the Lord and thank Him for saving me, redeeming me, and delivering me.
所以我感谢主，他救了我，他也拯救了我。
But He in His mercy allows us to think over Himself.
但是在他的恩典的里面，他让我来想他自己。
And then.As we grow in His knowledge through His Son, His fellowship.
然后在我们的聚会，在他儿子里面，我们有了更多的知识。
He does bring us to His heart, to near to His heart.
他把我们带进他的心。
And then He says, "See, look into my heart."
他然后告诉我们说，看我的心。
And this is what the Lord's heart is.
这就是主心
里面的旨意。The Lord's heart is.Ephesians chapter 1,
就是以弗所书一章里面我们所读到的
verses 9 and 10, in short,
第九、第十节是这个总结。
We are very grateful.
我们是何等的感恩。
He says here,
因为他在这里说
very clearly,
清楚地告诉我们
He made known unto us the mystery of His will according to His kind intention,Which he purposed in him.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
There are no angels.
没有天使。
No archangels.
也没有天使长。
No creation.
没有被造之物。
Only God himself.
只有神他自己。
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
只有父子和圣灵。
And this God had a great purpose in his heart.
在他的心里有一个伟大的旨意。
His heart, God who is love,
在他的旨意里面就是爱。
He cannot be love unless and until he loves something.
他只有爱了我们，然后他才有了这个旨意。
Love someone.
他爱了我们。
And so, God has been loving, you know, Father loving the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到父神爱子也爱圣灵。
The Son loving the Father and the Holy Spirit.
儿子也爱父神圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit loving the Father and the Son.
而圣灵也爱父神和子。
And God wanted to just bring out that love in His Son.
所以神愿意借着他的儿子把这个爱带出来。
And therefore,
所以
here in chapter 13,John chapter 13,
约翰福音十三章的里面
verse 31,
三十一节
Therefore, when he had gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself.
他既出去，耶稣就说：“如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。神因自己人荣耀人子，并且要快快的荣耀他。
And will glorify him immediately.
并且要快快的荣耀他。
So this word here, God will also glorify him in himself.
所以这边说到，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。
This is a very wonderful word.
这是何等奇妙的话语。
And it.Saint Paul wrote the same thing in the 10th verse of Ephesians 1.
所以我们看到保罗在以弗所书一章十节里面也写了同样的话。
So he writes here that in the fullness of time, that is a summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth in him.
要照所安排的在日期满足的时候是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
This has nothing to do with sin.
这和罪毫无关系。
Nothing to do with salvation.
和救恩也没有关系。
Redemption.
和被赎也没有关系。
Justification.
和称义也没关系。
Nothing.
没有关系。
It has got to do all with God and Himself.
只是和神和他自己。
And such a God, pure and holy, He has done it in His Son.
所以这是一个圣洁公义的神，他是借着他的儿子。
And yet God created Lucifer.
但是神也创造了。
Yet God created Adam.
也创造了亚当。
And God knew that because of free will, both these agents, they will fail.
所以神也知道，因为他们心里的旨意，他们亚当和那天使长，他们都会来违背神。
Therefore, the Lamb of God was slain from before the foundation of the world.
所以我们看到神的羔羊被杀是为了救赎。
He obeyed the Father.
因为他顺服父神。
From eternity.
从永远。
And gave himself even before the foundation of the world for you and me.
所以甚至在这个世界被创立以前就为我们。
But remember.
但是我请大家记住。
The heart of God.
记住神的心意。
The heart of God is new man in Christ, new creation, and everything completely divine and spiritual, and all that is eternal in the Godhead.
所以神的旨意是说，在基督里面一切都成了新的了，所有的事都成了圣洁的，被成为公义的。
The Lord was talking to me from this 14th chapter over a year.
神借着约翰福音十四章在多年来向我说话。
And the Lord was talking to me, and I just said, Lord, I would like, yes, the time would come and you would talk to your people.
所以我就向神说，神啊，时候会到，你要借着这些话向你的子民说话。
So dearly beloved,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天
we are going to understand the utterness of Christ.
所以我们知道，我们耶稣是我们永远的主。
Something that is utter, utter is a very simple word, but very difficult to grasp in its full sense.
我们弟兄这边用的词是说说出，
Utter means in the biblical sense, in the mind of God, utter means.That which never began, something eternal, absolute, complete, no beginning, no end, but all in himself.
所以永远就是说是存到永远，而且只是在他本人的里面。
So the utterness of Christ is this.
所以永远的主就是这样。
And verse 10 again, Ephesians 1:10.
所以在以弗所书一章十节里面
suitable to the fullness of the times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heavens and things on the earth, in Him.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面。
Summing up, very important.
所以是在说在。
Summing up,
同归于一，这是很重要的一件事情。
It's very important, dearly beloved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一件很重要的事情。
He created the spiritual beings.
他创造了那些属灵的。
He created the great expanses of the universe.
他也创造了世界。
And he created man.
他也创造了人。
And all these.
而所有这一切。
If you see.Just from man's point of view,
如果你只是从人的观点来看
，they seem to be, you know, divisions.
那你可以看到好像有分别
，or chunks, be large chunks of creation.
好像有这一块那一块
，but they do not come together in its significance.
但是在重要的一点是说，他们没有合一。
Significance.Is this that all this should come together and explain itself?
而重要的是说，他们会同归于一来表达。
What is the meaning?
那这是什么意思呢
？Why the angels?
为什么天使
？Why this vast creation?
为什么有这么多的被造之物
？Why you and I? Why you and me are now we are standing right now?
为什么你和我今天站在这里
？Why the human history?
为什么人类有这么长的历史
？The Lord God has one answer.
那荣耀的神有这样一个答案
All ，summed up in His Son.
在基督他儿子里面都同归
于一。Without Christ,
没有耶稣
，the creation of angels, the creation of universe, the creation of men is absolutely meaningless. Vanity of vanities, all is vain.
所以我们看，如果没有耶稣的话，所有的被造、天使、人、世界都是虚空的虚空。
Dearly beloved, it is very important.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是何等的重要。
Our salvation is very important.
我们的救恩很重要。
Our redemption is very important.
我们被赎也很重要。
Our justification is very important.
我们称义很重要。
But the meaning, the significance is the head, the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是更重要的是它的意义是在于我们的主，他是我们的头。
God created us.
神创造了我们。
And our need of redemption is really a great need.
我们被赎的需要是很大的需要。
And God has fulfilled it in himself.
神已经满足了在他自己的里面。
But what is its significance eternally?
但是在永远里面什么最重要？
God does seem to work in time.
神的时间是完全的。
But he is actually concerned and operating only in eternity.
但是他所有所做的这一切都是有永远来作为标准的。
God lives in eternity.
因为神活在永远的里面。
For him there is no past.
在他没有过去。
There is no future.
也没有将来。
It's always now.
永远只是现在。
Always now.
永远是现在。
We can never comprehend it.
我们也许不能明白。
He created angels in the times past for us.
他在以前为我们创造了天使。
He created the universe.
他创造了世界。
And he made man, created man.
他也创造了人。
And we say past, created.
那我们用的是过去时说创造。
But God says no, everything in himself.
但是神说这所有这一切都在他自己的里面。
Remember,
请你记住。
Here the Lord Jesus very clearly says,
这边主耶稣清楚地说的。
Now is the Son of Man glorified, and glorified is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself. See, God will glorify, God is glorified in, God, if God is glorified, sorry, God will also glorify him, that is Christ Jesus, in himself, that is Godhead.
所以这边说到人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀，神因要自己荣耀人子。
The first him means the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到这个第一节里面说到是主耶稣。
And the second himself means Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Godhead.
而后面就说到三位一体的神。
May the Lord grant us.
求主给我们这样的看见。
That we may grasp this.
让我们能够明白。
We may surrender to it.
我们也可以顺服。
And this, really beloved,demands that we should know our Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就要求我们必须来认识我们的主。
And therefore, here we see the Lord Jesus is talking to his disciples.
所以这边我们看到主耶稣跟他的门徒说话。
And he says, I'm going away.
所以他说我要离去。
I'm going away, you cannot come.
你不能跟我去。
But I'm giving you a new commandment.
但是我给了你一条新的诫命。
Love one another as I have loved you.
乃是叫你们彼此相爱，我怎么爱你们，你们也要怎么相爱。
By this all men will know that you have love for one another.
所以人一看见就知道你们彼此相爱。
It means that people outside should see our love for one another. Having love for one another.
所以就是说在我们外面的人应该看到我们有彼此相爱的心。
And then Peter says,
然后这边彼得说道，
Ask question,
他问了一个问题。
Verse 36,
36节。
Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where do you go? Where are you going?
西门彼得问耶稣说，主往哪里去？
First question,
这是第一个问题。
In this conversation,
在这个所有的这个交谈当中。
Where are you going?
你往哪里去？
Where are you going?
你往哪里去？
And the Lord says, you cannot come now.
主回答他说，你现在不能跟我去。
But you will follow me later.
后来却要跟我去。
Peter says, "What? I cannot follow you now. I lay down my life."
而彼得说，主啊，为什么我现在不能跟你去呢？我愿意为你舍命。
But Peter didn't know.
但是彼得不知道
what significance the Lord was talking about.
神主所说的话是何等的重要。
In God, in the mind of Christ, was this eternal purpose of God, utter purpose of God in His Son.
而在主耶稣的心里是父神那永远的旨意。
Remember, Christ is the only person, utter, only one, that God has appointed from before creation.
所以我们看到主是神在创造以前唯一的一个人。
Only He can glorify and also in Himself and in God.
只有他能够得荣耀，也是在神的里面。
So dearly beloved, this question is, where are you going?
所以这边亲爱的弟兄，问题是在你往哪里去？对我们意味着什么？
And Lord says, Peter, in the first verse, let not your heart be troubled.
他然后主对耶稣说，耶稣对彼得说，你心里不要忧愁。
And he gives a double command.
他给了他两条命
令。Believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信神，也当信我。
It means there is a general belief in God.
所以就说我们首先要信神。
But that's not enough.
但这还不够。
Believing in God and believing in Jesus at the same time, simultaneously, is making sense and that works.
那我们必须信神，同时也信主，只有这样才能够工作。
General belief will not work.
我们只是泛泛的信神不够。
Only believing in Christ as someone who is a good philosopher, teacher, that will not help.
如果你只是信主耶稣是一个好的老师或者好的哲学家也不够。
But here is God Himself talking to His disciples.
但这边是主对他的门徒亲自说话。
So believing in God and Jesus is important.
所以我们看到信神信主的重要性。
This belief is very important even now for you and me.
今天这样的信对着你和我也是很重要。
Hebrews chapter 3
希伯来书三章里面说到
just open up that portion,
请大家打开
and there you see from verse 7 onwards, just keep your eyes there,
从三章七节里面
that if, wherefore, verse 7, wherefore as Holy Ghost says today, if you will hear his voice,
今天你们若听他的话
and the word of God very clearly says in Romans thatHearing comes by the word of God.
所以我们看在罗马书里面说到听神就是信神的开始。
Spiritual sense of hearing is created by the word of God.
所以在灵里面听神的话语是因着信心。
It is not our sense of hearing, this physical hearing.
不是我们肉体里面所的那个听觉。
So if you hear his voice,
如果你听见他的话
He says, harden not your hearts.
就不可硬着心
As in provocation.
像在旷野惹他发怒
In the day of temptation in wilderness.
试探他的时候
We are in wilderness.
我们今天是在旷野里面
And we need to believe more and more every day.
我们今天有需要有更多的信
Let us not stop believing.
让我们不要停止我们的心
Believe in God.
信神
In Jesus,
信主耶稣。
Believing in Jesus is believing in God.
信主就是信神。
Harden not your heart.
不可硬着心。
They came out of Egypt.
他们从埃及出来。
But they could not go into the promised land.
但是不能够进入应许之
地。All of them died.
他们所有都死了。
All.
所有的人。
Only two.
除了两个人以外。
Only two.
除了两个人以外。
Caleb,
加勒
and Joshua
和耶稣亚
only those two
只有两个人
could enter
可以进入
why
为什么呢?
They did not harden their heart.
因为他们没有硬着心。
Let not circumstances harden your heart.
不要让我们周围的环境让我们硬着心。
Let not your heart be troubled.
不要让我们的心里忧愁。
You believe in God.
你信神。
Believe also in me.
也当信主。
So this is very important.
这是很重要的。
Harden not your heart.
不要硬着心。
If we harden our hearts and stop listening to his voice,
如果我们硬着心不再听见他的话语,
we'll be out of Egypt.
那我们就像好像那些人当事人出了埃及一样。
But we won't have the satisfaction and the pleasure and the settlement of the promised land.
但是我们不会有应许之地的满足和安定。
When, dearly beloved, you and I come to comprehend this utter purpose of God, this utter Christ, and how we can have him now.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们来思想神永远的旨意，永远的主，那我们今天应该怎么行？
That is believing in God and believing in Christ.
那就是说信神也当信主。
And then you can appropriate this word, let not your hearts be troubled.
然后我们就可以说我们不要忧愁。
Unless and until,
所以你们当听。
Our hearts are settled, quieted in this truth that everything God is going to bring into Christ Jesus, dearly beloved.
所以凡事主最后都让他们在基督里面同归于一。
And not only there, but in Himself, that is in God Himself.
不但如此。也在神的里面。
That is the ultimate purpose.
这是神永远的旨意。
Dearly beloved, and when you grasp this,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们明白这一点的时候，
nothing of the world will shake you.
那世界上所有的东西都不能够来搅扰我们。
Sickness,
不管是疾病，
weakness,
软弱，
all kinds of disasters,
灾难，
terribly changing, you know, the political scene everywhere, all over the world.
你看到这个世界上政治的腐败。
Nothing will shake you.
那没有任何一件事可以搅扰你。
Why?
为什么?
Because Christ is completing everything, fulfilling everything in Him.
因为主在他的里面已经成就了所有的一切。
Because God has already done everything in God Himself.
因为神在他里面已经成就了一切。
It is, we see it working out in time.
我们现在看到的只是他在时间的里面被成就。
We see working out God's great intention for us in time.
可以我们看到神的旨意在我们里面被成就，按照他的时间。
But it is already done.
但是是已经成就的，在神永远的心意里
面。Already done.
已经成就。
And when it is done,
当他成就的时候，
why should we worry?
那我们还有什么要求呢？我们为什么要忧愁？
We must hold on to this faith.
我们必须持紧这样的信心。
So dearly beloved, it is very important.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的。
John chapter 13 verse 1 says that knowing that his time has come, he loved them till the end.
所以就像约翰福音十三章里面说的，他知道他的时间要到，所以
他还在 till the end,
他爱他们到底。
Utter love of Christ,
是主耶稣永远的爱。
He loved them before he became man,
他爱他们在他成为来到地上成为人之前。
Before creation,
他在创造创世以前就爱他们。
This love is not that it began on a day,
这个爱不是说某一天开始的，
or it began in a moment,
在某一个时间开始的。
This love is the person,
这个爱就是那个人。
Who has been eternal,
他是存到永远的。
And he has been loving us all eternally,
他在永远里面爱了我们。
What a great love,
这是何等伟大的爱。
And this love,
这个爱
talks and says, I will come again.
他说我还要来。
And I'm going to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方。
And I will come again.
我要来。
And receive you into heaven. Does it say that?
来必来再接你们去天上。
Receive you to into heaven. Does it say that?
他这边说到接我们去天上吗
？No，
没有。
Receive you to myself. Read it.
他来接你们到我那里去。
Receive you to myself.
是接你们到我那里去。
This love that God is.
神所示的爱。
God who is love.
神就是爱。
Wants us to be in himself.
愿意我们在他自己的里面。
Yeah. In himself.
在他自己的里面。
And he wants us to be physically with him in heaven.
他愿意我们在天上和他肉身的里面在一起。
So now if we experience, experimentally we know and enjoy that I am in him and he in me.
所以今天
and my life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3.
所以今天当我们明白我们在他里面他还在我们的里面我们的生命他在我们的里面就像哥罗西书里面所说的。所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
What a great life of assurance.
那这是何等的把握。
He is with us.
他与我们同在。
He is in us.
他在我们的里面。
Brother Kenny talked about it for 3 days.
Kenny 弟兄跟我们讲了三天。
Right?
对。
God in us.
神在我们里面。
With us.
神和我们同在。
For us.
神为着我们。
Wonderful, isn't it?
这是何等奇妙的。
Wonderful.
何等奇妙。
Dearly beloved, this is our God.
这就是我们的神。
And the Lord actually told him, Peter, you are going to deny me.
而这边主对彼得说，你要不认我。
You are going to deny me.
你要不认我。
But let not your heart be troubled.
但是你心里不要忧愁。
Dearly beloved,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
It shows us we will fail many times.
这让我们看到我们会多次失败。
We will not be perfect.
我们不会完全。
Unless and until he comes and glorifies us.
直到他回来让我们得荣耀。
Let not your heart be troubled.
心里不要忧愁。
Peter, you cannot go now.
彼得你现在不能去。
But you will follow me hereafter.
但是以后你会跟我去。
It is for each one of us.
这是向我们每一个人所说的。
It is for each one of us.
是向着我们每一个人。
I am going to be betrayed.
你要三次不认我。
I am going to be whipped mercilessly.
我会被鞭打毫无恩典。
And I'll be crowned with the crown of thorns.
我会戴荆棘的冠冕。
And innocent and sinless as I am, they will crucify me.
虽然无罪，但是他们要把我钉上十字架。
And that all will happen to you.
这些所有都要发生。
Except one thing.
但除了一件事以外。
The wrath of God will descend on me.
但是神的愤怒不。
I'm sparing you, saving you from the judgment of God, wrath of God.
我救你。所以神的愤怒不会再临到你。
So let not your hearts be troubled.
所以你的心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God.
你要信神。
Believe in me.
也当信我。
Oh dearly beloved, what a great assurance.
这是何等的把握。
And then he says, whither I go, you do not know. Verse 4, chapter 14.
十四章四四节里面，我往哪里去
says, ？Whither I go now, no, you know.And the way you know, he says.
我往哪里去你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
Very deliberately he says this.
他这边很清楚地说道。
The Lord knew.
因为主
知道。That they knew him somewhat.
他们认识他。
So he said, you know me.
你们认识我。
You know the way.
你也知道那条路。
As much as you know me, I am the way.
你知道我就是道路。
But then Thomas says,
然后多马就说
verse 5,
在第五节里面
Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?
我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
Yes, that is a question.
这是一个问题。
Is this question answered in your life?
在你的生命当中，这个问题得到了一个答案了吗？
And this question is the Lord answers, I am the way, the truth, And the life, no one comes to the Father but through me.
这边是我们的主耶稣的答案，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So dearly beloved,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
the Lord Jesus says, I am the way.
主耶稣说，我就是道路。
John chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, says that I am the door of the sheep.
所以那个约翰福音十章里面说到，我就是那羊的门。
I have come that they might have life and life abundant.
我来要是要让羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Matthew chapter 7 says the way is very narrow.
马太福音七章里面说的，进入生命的门是窄的。
It's very difficult to get into.
是努力才能够进入的。
But the Lord Jesus says, I am the door.
但是主说，我就是那门。
So through him it's easy for us.
所以通过他就很容易。
Dearly beloved, what a great promise.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的应许。
It is difficult.
是难的。
But it is easy and good for us in Christ. See, in.
但是因着我们在主的里面，这一切就变得容易。
Into Christ,
因为我们是进入耶稣主耶稣的里面
life abundant.
我们就得着丰盛的生命。
And this way is very narrow.
这条路是窄的。
No two people can even walk side by side.
没有两个人可以并肩的走。
Christ must put you on his shoulder and carry you.
因为主耶稣必须把你放在他的肩上来扛着你，因为他就是那道路。只有他能够行走。
Only he walks.
只有他行走。
Only one person can walk.
只有一个人能够行走。
Because this is the eternal way.
因为这是通到永远的道路。
This way did not begin 2000 years ago only.
这条路不是仅仅2000年之前开始的。
This is God himself.
这就是神他自己。
He has to carry you and me.
他来背着你和我。
So that's the way.
这就是那道路。
That's the way. Just give yourself up to him, into him, surrender.
只是完全的把你自己来交托给他，
yes,
完全的顺服。
I am the way.
因为主说，我就是道路。
When Adam sinned,
当亚当犯罪的时候，
When Adam fell,
当亚当失败的时候，
He did not go to the tree of life the way.
他没有走一条生命的路。
But he turned aside.
因为他走偏了。
He turned aside.
他走偏了。
He left the way.
他离开了生命的道路。
He did not look for truth.
他没有寻找那真理。
But he looked for knowledge.
他寻找知识。
Knowledge of good and evil.
来分别知识善恶的。
The bitten apple on the Apple computers.
你看到那个苹果电脑上面那个苹果。
Yes, the bitten apple, you know why? Why that?
为什么是这样？
It's the plethora of knowledge.
因为它向我们表明是
abundance of knowledge.
是丰富的知识。
Where man is completely confused and lost.
而人完全的迷失了。
You'd be surprised whenever I get important, godly, and some messages concerned with ministry, somehow those emails disappear.
那很多时候当我收到那些有关 服事的电子邮件的时候，他们突然就消失了。
Just lastly, Brother William wrote me a message, and I wanted to reply to it. I couldn't find it in my inbox or even in my trash bin.
领事的弟兄那个威廉给我送了一个 email, 我都找不到，甚至在我的那个被删除的那个里面都找不到。
This is happening to me.
这在我身上发生。
A brother from Ohio does that.
从俄亥俄来的弟兄也发生过。
I don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
It just goes away.
他们只是好像消失了。
Because it's the cyberspace, remember.
因为这是所谓的那个
The prince of the power of the air.
网络世界。
Yes, it is the world wide web.
做王掌权的王子。
It is not the world wide way.
这个不是那个所谓的那个。
It's a web.
这个是网络。
Yeah, so the big spider is sitting there.
因为那边有一个好像大的蜘蛛。
And tugging and pulling all the strings of the web.
他来看这个网络上面所有这一切。
So please don't be caught up.
所以求你 不要被这个蜘蛛所占。
So dearly beloved, he is the way.
他就是道路。
And he did not want the truth, but he wanted the knowledge.
啊，亚当他不愿意要那个真理，而愿意要那个知识。
So the truth is God.
而这边真理就是神。
Christ Jesus for us brings God the truth.
神借着主耶稣把真理带给我们。
Christ Jesus brings us the life of God, uncreated life of God, that is the eternal life.
主耶稣也把神的生命，就是那永远的生命带给我们。
And this is the only way.
这也是唯一的道路。
Only way that we can know God.
唯一的道路我们可以认识神。
So when you know God, when you know Jesus, you know God.
所以当你认识耶稣的时候，你就认识神。
And when you know this, you know it is all alive, living.
而你当你认识到这些事以后，所有这一切都成为活的、新鲜的。
And you have found the Father.
你也找到了父神。
Not without him.
但是不是，除非你借着主。
So it is very, very important.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是何等的重要。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus says,
所以
if you had known me, you should have known my Father also.
主耶稣说：“你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。”
From now on, you know him and have seen him.
从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Dearly beloved,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是何等的重要！
He says, "You have known me."
他们
you have known me.
这边说：“你们认识我。”
You have seen me.
你看见我。
You have known God.
你也认识神。
And you have seen the Father.
你也看见父神。
When you see Christ,
当你看见基督
you see, you know him,
你就认识他
and you see God himself, the Father.
你也看到了父神
It's very important.
这是重要的一件事情
Oh, dearly beloved, the Lord is talking, you won't know, but volumes in these verses.
所以神在这些章节里面向我们说话
If you sit down and think over it, the Lord would grant youWonderful, wonderful thoughts of His mind.
所以，当我们坐下来仔细思想的时候，神在这里给了我们一个何等美好的思想。
One cannot express all that God gives.
神，我们不能够表达神要给我们所有的一切。
Human language falls short.
我们不能用人的语言来表达。
And the time just flits by.
那时间也过得很快。
Oh, we are so very confined.
所以我们是何等的受限。
So limited.
我们是何等的有限。
Oh, dearly beloved Lord.
我们亲爱的主，求你来帮助我们。
So, if you have known me, you would know my Father.
你们认识我，你们也认识父。
So today, let us make sure.
今天，愿我们能够明白。
Oh, Lord, I know you.
主，我认识你。
Therefore, I know the Father.
所以我也认识父神。
I know God.
我认识神。
With the eyes of my faith and inner mind, I see God.
借着我信心里面的眼睛，我可以认识神。
Let not the enemy deceive you in any way.
让我们不要被仇敌来欺骗。
Harden not your heart.
不要硬着心。
Harden not your heart.
不要硬着心。
If we harden our hearts,
如果我们硬着心
and stop believing,We will be just forgiven sinners, not any more or any further.
我们也许仅仅是一个罪人，蒙恩的罪人，然后。
The Lord God wants us to have salvation in its entirety, in its completeness, absoluteness.
所以神愿意我们得到完全、永远的救恩。
All that is Christ, utter, that is what God wants you and me.
所以所有这一切都在基督永远的基督的里面这是神为着你我每一个人所预备的
All that is Christ
所有这一切都在基督里面
The moment we came to faith
那当我们认识到这一点的时候
God did not just pardon us of our sins
神不仅仅只是宽恕了我们的罪
He took all our old self out and put all of Christ in us
他把我们的老我所有的都除去 把基督完全的放在我们的里面。
He did not spare anything of Christ, any part of Christ.
他没有留下基督任何一部分没有给我们。
He gave us entire Christ.
他把基督完全的、丰丰满满的给了我们。
Eternal Christ.
把基督永远的基督给了我们。
And when we have eternal Christ, dearly beloved, it is the eternal God.
所以，当我们有永远的基督，我们就有永远的神。
So we, then we can say in himself.
所以我们可以说今天我们在他里面。
In him, that is Christ, but in himself.
在他里面就是基督，但是也在神的里面。
And when you stand there,
当你站在那里的时候，
you are the one,
你就是那一位，
which was from before the creation in him.
是在创世以前就存在的那一位的里面。
Because he thought of you.
因为他成了你的一部分。
He thought of you before creation.
因为他在创世之前就已经思想到你。
Before the angels.
在天使以前。
Before there was ever death and sickness.
在有疾病死亡之先。
Disobedience. Fall, weakness. No. Before creation.
在创世所有的软弱之先。
So that's Christ. Utter Christ.
这就是那永远的基督。
Now we are called, dearly beloved, to be the utter ones.
所以我们就今天就来看这永远的这一位。
It's very important.
这是很重要的一件事情。
In revealing his utter purpose, the Lord manifests his son.
神借着他的儿子来彰显他永远的旨意。
Let me repeat.
让我再重复一遍。
In revealing his utter purpose, God's utter purpose, the Lord manifests his son.
所以神借着他的儿子来彰显他永远的旨意。
And in the son's incarnation, the son reveals the father.
神子在他的显现的里面把父神带给了我们。
And he sends his Holy Spirit to live in us so that we can have the interpretation, the understanding, the explanation of all that God is and what he is doing.
所以他也给了我们圣灵，让我们能够明白神所事的，神所行的。
This manifestation of God in revelation of Christ.
所以这神的显明就是向我们显明了基督。
Remember, it's very important.
这是很重要的一件事情。
Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot have the interpretation.
所以没有圣灵，我们没法解释，也没有办法懂得。
The comprehension.
我们没有办法理解。
The understanding.
也没有办法懂得。
The practicality.
来也能不能够实行。
So this is very practical.
因为这是可实行的。
But this is highly spiritual.
但这也是很属灵的。
Remember that.
请你记得。
It's the Spirit of God.
这是神的灵。
So it's very important.
所以很重要的一件事情。
I will ask the Father, verse 16, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him,But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. Verses 16 to 17.
Yeah, 16, 17节。我要求父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。这就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
A little time that the Lord Jesus had before betrayal, he used this.And gave the heart and mind of God, exposing the heart of God.
所以在基督上十字架之前，他在这里向我们显明了父神的心意。
The Lord Jesus wanted them to be on the same page.
主耶稣愿意他的门徒和他有同样的明白。
That they would know where he is in God's plan, what he is in God's plan right now.
他愿意他们明白他在神计划里面的地位。
Therefore, knowing Christ, knowing the Father, and having the Holy Spirit is of most importance.
所以这里我们看到认识父神的经意，认识圣灵是最重要的一件事情。
And we have the same thing, dearly beloved. We need this knowledge of Christ, this knowledge of God, in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, who would interpret.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天也需要认识子，认识圣灵，因为在圣灵的里面，只有在圣灵的里面，我们才能够明白。
He would apply all the finished work of Christ.
因为这里面有基督所成就的一切。
He will make us repent.
他让我们悔改。
He will make us repent. Again, I say.
我再说一遍，他让我们悔改。
Yes, he will make us, as the brother said, the inquiring mind.
他也让我们能够思想。
He will enable us to worship with the leading of Christ. Christ is worshiping.
因为基督耶稣在敬拜，所以他也带领我们一同进入敬拜。
Hebrews 2:14. He
goes ahead of us. He
worships as man.
因为他敬拜。
Dearly beloved, we just follow in his footstep and worship the Father. We cannot worship in our own.
所以我们不能借着我们自己来敬拜，我们必须借着基督来敬拜。
And God is building.
所以神也在建造。
And this Lord says, I am building my church.
他要建造他的教会，这是神说的。
And you and I become all builders.
我们都成为那个建造的。
Yes, the brother taught us very clearly last Lord's Day.
上一次弟兄向我们清楚的交通道。
We are very grateful for that word.
我们感谢神给我们这样的话语。
And the wilderness, and so many things, so many brothers taught us.
因为在有这么多的弟兄，这么多的话语。
I still can't forget Brother Lawrence's message which I heard.
我还不能够，甚至都不能够忘记 Lawrence 弟兄所讲的一些话。
Keeping in the love of God.
把我们自己放在神的爱里面。
And depending on His mercy.
That
is what Brother Warren said.
他的恩典，这是罗恩斯弟兄。
When we come here,
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到这里的时候
，and when the Lord is speaking to us,
当神向我们说话的时候
，His voice is very clear.
他的声音是很清楚的。
And we are in the house of God, family, actually family.
我们是在神的家里，我们是一个家。
And we cannot forget what the Lord speaks.
我们不能够忘记神向我们所说的。
And when we remain in that word, when the Holy Spirit brings us all the time the spoken word, the voice of God, dearly beloved, not only this written word, when that is there, important. My son and I, we were talking, and he said, so many people are born again, and they come to the salvation.But how many become disciples in the church?
所以当我们来思想这些救恩的时候，我儿子跟我交通到一件事情，很多人他们都是重生的基督徒。
They become disciples in the house, in their own private life, when they ponder, ruminate, cut you, think and think.
所以他们只是在他们自己私人的那个空间里面做基督徒，在那边思想。
No pastor, no one can.Make you ruminate, cut you the word of God.
但是没有一个人，甚至没有一个牧师，可以把神的话语来光照在你的里面。
Only God in the person of the Holy Spirit,
只有神借着圣灵
all the time to remain and think and think and think over His word according to Himself.
只有神能够借着圣灵让你来思想他的话语。照着他的旨意。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus says in verse 21,
主耶稣说在二十一节里面
He who has my commandments,
有了我的命令又遵守的
and keeps them,
又遵守的
is the one who loves me,
这人就是爱我
and he who loves me will be loved of my Father,
爱我的必蒙我父爱他
and I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
我也要爱他并且向他显现。
As we ruminate and think about the Word of God, we will know more and more of Him.
当我们被光照，被神的话语所光照的时候
，I'll disclose myself. I'll reveal myself.
我就把我自己向神打开。但是在二十三节里面
，Yes, my time is almost up. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him." And make our abode with him.
人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
I will come again.
I will come again. 我会再来。
And receive you to myself.
来接你们到我那里去。
But here he says.
但是这里他说道。
We will come.
我们要来。
Verse 23.
23节。
We will come.
我们要到。
And we'll make a home with you.
和他同住。
Where you are.
在你在哪里
？In your room，
在你自己的。
In your office, college, anywhere，
在你的家里，在你的学校。
Though you do not have to wait，
但是你不需要等待。
To enter into the promised land，
不需要等待来进入那应许之地。
And you are in the promised land，
你只要相信，你就在那应许之地。
Hear this， so keep the word of Christ。
所以今天我们要来听主耶稣的话。
Let us go and see very quickly.
让我们很快的再
看一下。What is this word of Christ?
主的话语是什么
？What is this word?
他的话语是什么
？Hebrews chapter 4,
希伯来书四章
verses 12 and 13,
十二十三节。
Let us understand. Very important.
我们需要明白，因为这是很重要的。
For the word of God is living, active.Sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都刺入破开，连心中的意思和主意都能够显。
I thought this is something outside, external.
那我原来以为这些是外面的。
I was thinking and thinking.
我只是在想。
But then,
但是
in some fellowship I found, verse 13,
交通的里面
and there is no creature hidden from his sight.
因为万物在主面前都是赤露敞开的。
This word has a sight.
所以我们可以看到
This word has eyes.
这个话语是有眼睛的。
That is Christ.
那就是我们的
基督。This word is Christ.
这个话语就是基督。
In the person of the Holy Spirit, the living Christ, the living Word, the active Word, that is He Himself, dearly beloved.
所以我们看到
He pierces sharper than any two-edged sword, and He divides the soul and spirit, both joints and marrow, and He judges all our thoughts and our intentions of our heart. And there is no creature, created things hidden from His sight.But all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
所以主的话语在圣灵里面是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑都更快，甚至灵与魂、骨节骨髓都能够刺入破开，连心中的思念与主意都能够辨明，而且被造物没有一样在他面前不显然。原来
when we have this word,
当我们有这样话语的时候
，the living word Christ himself.
是主的那活泼的话语
He is in us
他就在我们里面
We are his abode
我们就是他的居所
We just have to wait
我们只是需要等待
We just have to wait
我们只是需要等待
To be physically there
那我们有一天就会与他同在
First John chapter 3 verse 2
约翰一书一章三节
First John chapter 3 verse 2 Just that
约翰一书三章二节
Yes, First John chapter 3 verse 2
约翰一书三章二节。
Yeah, what does it say?
这边是怎么说的呢？
First John chapter 2 verse 3 verse 2. We do not know yet what we will be, but we know when we see him, we'll be like him.
我们现在
because we'll see him as he is.
我们将来如何还未显明，但是我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的身体。
This is the manifestation of Christ.
这就是
before our physical eyes.
神的真体在我们的眼睛。
And that will change us, transform us into glorified ones.
就来改变我们，让我们成为荣耀的。
But that depends on how much. That depends on how much of Christ you have now.Making abode in you, Amen.
但是这也取决于今天里面有多少的基督 ，Amen.
Utter Christ,
永远的基督
，an utter believer,
也是永远的信徒。
Nothing but Christ，
除主以外别无真心。
阿门。
在我们信徒里面，除了主以外，没有别的。